In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. True or false, our religion is based on the Bible. Yes, Mr. DuPont? Louder, please. What is our religion based on? Or who, rather? Precisely. Now see, if our religion were based upon the Bible, that would be really odd, because the Bible as we know it didn't really begin to exist until about the year 300. And even then, it was in separate books. The whole collection was called the Sacred Scripture. And if our religion was based upon the Bible, that would have been very difficult for those people up until about 100 years ago who were illiterate. It would have been as if they were excluded from salvation because they couldn't read. But the most important thing is that Jesus did not hand out little New Testaments to his disciples before he ascended into heaven. Now, that does not mean the Bible is unimportant. That does not mean the sacred scripture is not inspired. But what we need to remember is that Jesus comes first, and through Jesus, revelation. And that revelation was entrusted to the church. And that the church protected that revelation and teaches it in very, very several different ways. The two primary ones are through, again, sacred scripture, which is inspired writing, but also through sacred tradition. Now today we celebrate the feast day of one of the evangelists. You know, who are the evangelists? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Two of them were apostles, Matthew and John, and two of them were not apostles. Now, you know, if I said that around some scripture scholars, their heads would be spinning, because it's trendy among scripture scholars to say, well, they didn't really write it, their communities and disciples wrote it. Maybe, but I don't think so. But it's very important when we talk about the Gospels to remember, who is it the Gospel of? Is it the Gospel of Mark? Is it the Gospel of John? Is it the Gospel of Matthew? That'd be like talking about the Gospel of Eric. Don't be interested in the Gospel according to Father Eric. It won't save you. The Gospel of Eric, perhaps the Gospel according to him, but not the Gospel of Eric. The Gospel, the good news, comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And some of his words and deeds were written down by the evangelists, particularly as people who actually saw them and heard them became the minority in the church. And so what we have is the Gospel of our Lord being told from certain perspectives. You know, because whenever anyone tells a story, they're going to tell it from their perspective, and that's going to determine what is left in and what is left out and the kind of little spin that is put upon it. But remember that these are inspired authors. And so God is at work with them to bring a specific message through them to us. Now, who was St. Mark? Well, he was a cousin of St. Barnabas. He worked for a while with St. Paul. Then he was the secretary of St. Peter. So you really could say, as it is probably all but certainly the case, where did St. Mark get his information from? Well, I bet he got a lot of it from St. Peter. That's why Peter's role is kind of suppressed, because, you know, Peter was not a boastful man. He didn't talk about how wonderful he was. He talked about how wonderful Jesus is. And also, where were Peter and Mark? They were in Rome. What was happening in Rome? The church was being persecuted. And so that helps shape the message that the Gospel of Mark is the Gospel according to St. Mark is trying to present to us. And so it's truly a wonderful thing how God spreads his word through human means, but with divine inspiration. And it was the judgment of the church that these four Gospels were inspired, and that they adequately and in a very particular way presented the gospel, and that's why they were chosen, and certain other things which pretended to be gospels weren't chosen. Now, some of those were said, oh, these are nice, but they're not inspired. Others would say, oh, someone was drinking something when they wrote those. It's not as easy as a lot of people want to make it, but it's also not as hard as many people want to make it. Now, one more thing about the Gospel according to St. Mark. Some people say that because it is the shortest Gospel, it was the first one written, because we all know that the Cliff Notes version of Jane Eyre came before the novel, right? Because the Cliff Notes version is shorter than the full novel, and shorter always comes first. I think you get where I'm going. Just because something is shorter doesn't mean it was written first. We don't know. Tradition tells us that St. Matthew's Gospel was written first. And there's actually some very good archaeological evidence that backs that up. So whenever anyone tells you something like, oh, this Gospel was written in the year 70 and it was the first one written, have a little bit of suspicion. Say, why do you say that? Because it may not be the very best of reasons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.